A recent survey I sent to my community asking if any of them had a hard time speaking up or using their voice in any other way had an overwhelming response of 100% of them answering yes to that question. 100%, y'all. And something tells me if you searched this subject up today, you're also in that 100%. So you're in good company. Welcome. Today, I'm sharing the top 3 reasons why speaking up can feel so dang hard. The people that I surveyed were women and further marginalized folks in leadership positions, and they were entrepreneurs and public speakers and online personalities. And you know what? They were also human beings, just like you and I, in relationships with other people, people like best friends and family members and partners and children. Speaking up and speaking our truth can be a really challenging thing to do, or it can feel challenging at least, especially when we want our inner truth to align with how we feel on an embodied level. And even though it's really common, 100%, remember, for speaking up and speaking your truth to feel challenging, it can also feel really isolating in the moment that it's happening to you. By the way, welcome to The Embodied Leader. My name's Elise Bessler, and I spend a good amount of my time supporting fabulous humans, just like you, and coaches and people in leadership and public speakers and entrepreneurs to claim their inner truth so that they can show up in their life and in their work with airtight confidence and authenticity. I'm also deep in the trenches of this work. And I like to be transparent about that from the get-go. So even though I have a lot of experience and knowledge in supporting people to claim their inner truth, I walk alongside you in much of this work. So let's get into it. Now, full disclosure, claiming your inner truth and sharing it with confidence isn't really about tips and tricks. I know, it would be so much easier if I could just hand you 5 steps to go off and be an embodied leader and then you'd be good to go. But this is actually more about creating lasting change. And that lasting change is going to help you stop spinning your wheels in your life and in your leadership. Now, there are some great tools that I'm going to share with you along the way, and I'm going to give you a really great place to start today at the end of this episode. But know this, this is a long game journey. So even though I am trained as a voice coach and have been working with the voice for the majority of my life, I too have had challenges with using my voice and speaking up. And at one point, it really kept me from being visible in my life and in my work. And I knew that something had to change if I wanted to be living the life and running the business that I really truly desired. So as many of us do, I approached the perceived problem, and I'm putting that in air quotes, from a top-down approach. So cognitive behavioral therapy. And that's because we're conditioned to believe that if we change our thoughts, we can change our lives. And you know what? To some extent, that is very much true. I love a good mindset moment. But I began to discover through my study and through my own life experience that there's actually way more to it than that. So I began to dive into the world of how to reframe my beliefs, right? Thinking my way out of the fear and out of the challenges must be the way through to the other side. Well, if I just manifested another thought, well, that must be the way to be able to speak up, right? I began to dive into the world of how to reframe my beliefs with the help of a cognitive behavioral therapist, because thinking my way out of the discomfort and the fear of speaking up must have been the way through to the other side, right? Wrong. Reframing my beliefs worked for a minute or two, or maybe 3 or 4. But I was always left coming back to this place of not being able to access my voice when I needed it the most. I had all of these thoughts and these reframes and these manifestations floating around in my head, but my body still didn't feel safe to express itself, particularly during hard conversations. So what happened? How did this disconnection inside of me affect my ability to use my voice? Well, for me, it showed up in lack of boundaries in my personal and professional life. Boundaries? What boundaries? There were no boundaries. And it showed up as toxic people-pleasing and always choosing other people before I chose myself. And it showed up as me keeping myself small and turning my flame down and even avoiding and dissociating all of the activities and the things that I really truly wanted to be present for in my life. When I started studying the nervous system a number of years ago and learned that it really truly is the operating system of the body, this all started to make so much sense. Because my brain was receiving signals from my body that it wasn't safe to speak up. How wise. So that brings me to reason number one, why speaking up feels so hard. We don't feel safe at a nervous system level to express ourselves fully. And this is why cognitive only doesn't always create that lasting change that we're seeking. At a nervous system level, 80% of our felt sense of safety comes from signals from our bodies to our brains, and only 20% come from our brains to our bodies. And yet we spend all of our time pretty much in our heads trying to figure out new patterns and new ways of doing things. Our nervous system and brain will choose safety and belonging for us every single time there is a threat. And if the signal coming from our body to our brain is that there's a threat, well, it's going to choose safety and belonging by creating protective outputs like locking our throats up or keeping us silent to keep us safe. Reason number two, why speaking up is so hard. Well, we're going to talk about it. It's cultural conditioning and systemic oppression. Patriarchy and patriarchal constructs suppress authentic expression in all gender identities. Women experience this at a deep level, and even deeper so, Black women, Indigenous women, women of color, queer people, and people who are transgender and non-binary have an even more difficult time being heard and believed in their truth and in their authentic expression. And you know what? We don't leave men out of this equation either. Yes, even white men. The construct of toxic masculinity is the definition of emotional and truth suppression. So to varying degrees, we all at some point feel the need to suppress our authentic truth based on the culture and the systems that we're living under. Why? Well, I'm going to go back to what I said in reason number one. It's because our bodies will choose safety and belonging every single time. Reason number three, why speaking up feels so hard. Well, it's personal and collective trauma. At some point, staying silent was maybe keeping you alive. Maybe it still is. Or maybe it helped you avoid being chastised or bullied. So when we experience any kind of trauma, our brains and our bodies will move to protect us over all other things by adapting to avoid being harmed further. So you might ask, what do I do with all of this information now, Elise? How do I speak my truth? There are tools that we can use to regulate ourselves into a felt sense of safety so that we can lead with our truth. And I teach these inside of my programs. And there's one thing that you can add into your daily routine immediately to help you to start cultivating that felt sense of safety in your own body. It's what I call the embodied leadership check-in, and it happens at the top of every waking hour. Yes, you do need to set an alarm or a reminder. When you see that reminder, stop what you're doing, provided it's safe to do so, and check in with your felt sense of safety in your body. So it might mean you close your eyes and place your hand on your chest and let a few breaths in and out and check in with your body. You'll be surprised as to what you discover when your body is seen in its experience that many times per day. And I would love to hear what you discover. Please reach out via email at hello@elisebessler.com or over on Instagram at Elise Bessler. You can subscribe to this channel so that you don't miss any new episodes. And here we are on YouTube at The Embodied Leader and anywhere you like to listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you'd like to dive even deeper, please click the link in the show notes or head over to elisebessler.com/links and download your free copy of the Lead With Your Truth ebook. This is an 18-page PDF ebook that outlines the somatic and soulful approach to speaking your truth with confidence in life and leadership. See you next time on The Embodied Leader.